Our sermon text for today comes from the book of John, John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. Early on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she came running to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have put him." So Peter came out with the other disciple, and they went toward the tomb. They both ran together, and the other disciple outran Peter and came to the tomb first. Stooping down and looking in, he saw the linen cloths lying, yet he did not enter. Then Simon Peter came, following him, and went inside the tomb. He saw the linen cloths lying there, and the cloth that had been around his head, not lying with the linen cloths, but wrapped in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who came first to the tomb, went in also. He saw and believed, for as yet they did not know the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to their own home. But Mary stood outside at the tomb weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have put him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have put him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had said these things to her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Friday was an extremely difficult day for the disciples. All of their plans, all that they thought was going to happen, vanished when they took their teacher, their beloved teacher, and hung him on a cross. After he had been beaten so severely, he couldn't even carry the cross member of his own cross, but he tripped and fell under the weight of it. Too much for him to bear, and so they had to find someone else to carry it for him. And then they hung him on the cross, and because he was so weak, he died in a very short time. And then they took him and laid him in the tomb. He was dead. He was gone. They knew that beyond a shadow of a doubt. They had seen it. They had seen what had happened. They had heard what had happened. And they knew that Jesus was dead. Mary came to the tomb that early morning because she wanted to care for the body. She wanted to make sure that everything was done just right. That his burial was not just something that was thrown together and that nobody put any effort or care into. She wanted to make sure that Jesus was cared for in the proper way. So Mary went. I'm not sure how she figured she was going to move that stone. It was so big it took two men to move it into place. But Mary didn't think about that. She didn't think about those things. The only thing she could concentrate is her Lord, whom she loved, was dead, and she needed to give him proper treatment. She needed to honor him. She gets to the tomb very early in the morning. She left as early as was safe for her, probably before sunup or just as the sun was starting to come up, so that she could get to the tomb. And she got there, and the stone is rolled away. I'm not sure if at first she thought, oh, good, because now I don't have to worry about how to move it. And she looked in, and he was gone. The body wasn't there. Now, we know how things work. We know how things happen. We've all in our lives gone through the death of someone. We know bodies don't just disappear. They don't just get up and walk away. That's only in the movies. We know how things are supposed to work. And Mary knew that that body was placed there and it should have been there. But it wasn't. And so the only thing she could think of was to go back and get the disciples. I wonder if maybe they had done something. Wonder if they knew what had happened. And she goes back and gets them. And it's Peter and John. And they obviously didn't know because they took off running towards the tomb. John got to the tomb first, probably because he was younger and faster. Peter came along. John's waiting outside the tomb. Peter went right inside. That's the way Peter does things. He just full speed ahead. And so he went into the tomb. Maybe somehow somebody had come and moved the body somewhere else. See, a tomb is a place with shelves where bodies were placed for burial. Maybe somebody moved the body to another shelf. So Peter went inside. Nobody. It was a brand new tomb. There was nobody else in there. And now Jesus is not even there. They walk out, look at Mary and say, I don't know. And they go home. What else do you do? This isn't supposed to happen. Bodies don't just walk away. Now, they understood resurrection because Lazarus had been raised from the dead. But you see, Lazarus had been raised by Jesus. Jesus, calling on the name of God, had raised Lazarus from the dead. But Jesus is dead. Who's going to raise Jesus? And so they went home. Nothing else to do. Mary stayed there, and as she stooped over to look into the tomb, she sees two angels, one at the foot of where Jesus had laid and one at the head. That should have been her first clue that something was going on here. Two angels of God in the tomb. She turns around, hearing somebody behind her or sensing somebody behind her. And she says, tell me where you have taken him and I'll go get him. Mary's not thinking real clearly. How is she going to get Jesus' body anywhere if she can find it? But she just wants to find it so that it's cared for. So that he's not just thrown somewhere. That he's honored even in his death. She thought it was the gardener. The gardener should know if something happened. And it's interesting. Jesus asks her a question, who she's looking for. And when she tells him, Jesus says one word, Mary. And in him speaking her word, her name, she instantly knew that it was Jesus. She had probably heard him speak her name thousands of times over the 3 years. They were friends. She loved him. She was a devout follower of his. He was her teacher and her Lord. And when he spoke her name, she instantly knew who it was. What does Jesus say to her? He says, "Don't hold on to me. Don't touch me. I've not yet ascended to my God, to my Father." Jesus had just been raised from the dead. And he met Mary at the tomb to tell her. Later on, he has a resurrection body, which Paul goes on to tell us in his letters to the churches that we're all going to have a resurrection body, just like Jesus had. No more need for doors. Jesus walked through walls. We're going to do the same thing. It's going to be a wonderful body. I don't know what it's going to be like, but Revelation chapter 21 tells us that it's not going to be like this one. There's going to be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears. The old order of things has passed away, and all things have become new. That's the promise. The resurrection is the promise of God that we are going to dwell with him forever. For you see, Good Friday is the day when Jesus died on the cross for our sins. All that pain, all that suffering, all that torture that he underwent was for us. He took away our sins. But that's not the end of it. The crucifixion and Easter are linked so closely together. Because not only are our sins forgiven, but we have been restored to fellowship with God. See, after our sins are gone, the only thing that's in the way between us and God, the only thing that we have to fear or worry about is death. And with the resurrection, even death holds no fear. Death is not a problem. It's not something that we should fear because God has taken the sting, the pain, the hurt out of death because we will be raised again with Jesus Christ. That's the promise of the resurrection. I remember as my mom was dying of cancer, when she got cancer, she was she was never a large woman. She was 5'1", and she was kind of round when she got cancer. I think very huggable. But after 11 months with cancer, she was down to about 70 pounds. But she had a smile that was gigantic because she knew that this wasn't the end. This was not all that there was. Yes, she knew she was going to miss some things. She was going to miss some weddings and some births and some of the things that her family would go through. But she was going home. She was going to be with God, and that's what Easter's about. That we can stand and look in the face of death and not fear. Because Jesus Christ is risen again. And one day, he will come again and we will go to be with him. That's the promise of Easter. Jesus Christ is risen. Amen.